بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is the guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, Shaykh Rouhani, there is a famous hadith, innamal a'malu bin niyat. First of all, translate this hadith for us and then give us an explanation. What does it mean when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test the people by their niyat rather than their amal, or for example, their deeds?
It says that if you had only good intention,
mm-hmm.
then your amal, your deeds also will be counted as good deeds.
Uh-huh.
But of course, we cannot accept this.
Mm-hmm.
Though having good intention is good.
Okay.
But Islamically talking, Islam is a practical religion.
For example, with good intention, you cannot do a bad deed.
Yeah, uh-huh. It means that, but Islam is a religion that we should practice. You know, sometimes some people believe that, okay, if you have good belief, good ideas, good intention, that's enough.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we should not practice. Practically, we should not perform or act upon the beliefs, upon the, let's say, the doctrines of Islam.
This is a good escaping way for the lazy for the lazy people.
Yeah. Sometimes the people do not act and say that, okay, we have good intentions. Though we do not act, then we expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us. But it's not true, because Islam is, of course, a kind of complete religion or inclusive kind of religion, which includes both the practical aspect of our life as well as the theoretical aspect. So that's why having good intention is not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It is good.
Mm-hmm.
But we should not say that, of course, only having good intention is enough to be a good Muslim. Of course, in the history of Islam, among the Muslim theologies, we have different views. Some of them says that, okay, to be a good mu'min or a good Muslim, it is enough to have good beliefs.
Yes.
Yeah, even if you do not practice, if mm-hmm. you do not act as a Muslim, there's no problem with that. But some people say, no, Iman or Islam is only with the practice, because we do not know what you believe.
Sorry, about your the first is, group, how mm-hmm. is it possible to have good ideas and not act upon them?
Exactly.
Or for example, mm-hmm. about the Israel-Gaza, it is now happening in the world. So many Muslim countries say, for example, okay, do not attack this, do not attack that. This killing of the children and genocide and ethnic cleansing is a satanic action. But if it gets turned to action,
you do not act.
No help is sent, no, for example, aid is sent, no drugs, no medicine, no nothing.
Yeah, this is the point that you uh-huh. really truly mentioned. Sometimes, for example, you might say that, okay, I have good ideas, good intention, but I do not act.
Uh-huh.
Or sometimes even worse than this, you might say that, okay, I have good intentions, good niyya, but of course, you see that practically he is not a practicing Muslim. He do many things wrong.
Uh-huh.
But if you just he claimed that he is with good ideas. Because this kind of belief allow you to even sometimes do wrong things and then bring lots of excuses saying that, of course, I have with good intentions. I did, in my mind and my heart, I have lots of good intentions, though I practically do something wrong. You should not consider these acts. You should consider only my intention.
Yes.
Of course, this kind of belief is a false belief. And as I was explaining, the second group of the people says that, okay, we can only see Islam in your practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the intentions, what you have in your mind, your heart, we cannot see. That is hidden, yeah? That is secret.
Yes.
That's why if you want to see whether someone is a true Muslim or not, we should see the practical aspect of his Islamic life. If he is practically Muslim and practicing good things, then he is Muslim. But if he is not, then he is not Muslim. This idea cannot be also true, because
yes.
in the story of the first shuhada of Islam, we have the story of Ammar ibn Yasir. Yes. He sometimes said verbally
yes.
something which was opposed to the Islamic, let's say, doctrines and teachings. When okay. when they asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is that allowed for him to say such a thing,
mm-hmm.
while his heart is full of iman and full of faith?
Okay.
In the Holy Quran, it is mentioned that yes, there is no problem with these kind of people
mm-hmm.
in a kind of exceptional situations and hard and difficult situations. If you sometimes utter some words,
mm-hmm.
which is apparently or seems to be against the Islamic
beliefs,
this is
taqiyya,
yeah.
you say?
This is taqiyya, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why we in tashayyu we believe in taqiyya, that in a kind of dangerous sort of situation.
You mean there's a kind of hidden belief?
Yeah, your heart is
faith.
Full of
yes.
iman, full
yes.
of ma'rifah, full of knowledge. And in the normal cases, you are always practicing Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
But in some cases, of course, if your practice is
yes.
against your belief, there's yes. no problem with that.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah, we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
Allah, so how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count these actions? I mean, if for example you got good niyya in order to help your neighbor, but you do not do anything, I mean, it is not actualized in reality. It is not manifested in the practical way. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would consider in your record of deeds in the other world?
Mm-hmm.
Does it have any effect or positive effect
you
or
know,
not?
It depends. You know, sometimes, for example, you have good intentions and you really want to help the poor neighbors.
Yes.
But unfortunately, you are empty-handed. I mean, you do not have anything to pay, anything to give them, yeah?
Yes.
Really, you do not have.
Yes.
Though, despite the fact that you have good intentions, but unfortunately, practically, you really do not have anything to give to them.
Mm-hmm.
But you have your good intention.
Yes.
So, of course, here your intention will be counted as kind of good deeds, and you will be rewarded. But sometimes, no. You're like hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
You can do many things, and you have this ability or capability to do lots of things for those people. You have this intention, but you do not apply it. You do not practice it. Of
yes.
course, so here it seems that you do not have good intention because you already have many things to do, but you do
yes.
not do. It means that your intention is not good.
Now, let's consider it conversely. Now, there are so many people who look at the non-believers. They are doing so many good deeds.
Sorry, before getting to your question,
okay.
I wanted to mention the third idea, which
third
was the
idea.
True
okay,
idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So some people say that some of the theologians in the history say that only iman is, or the sign of iman,
yes.
sign of mu'min is the belief in their hearts.
Okay.
But that's it. And the opposite, some others say, no, it is only in amal, in actions, in practices. But the third view, which is the true view, is that both
uh-huh.
we should have. True belief in our hearts and our mind, and of course then we should act upon those beliefs.
Yes.
Then that would be the true idea. Yeah, now what's your question?
My question is about the first let me ask you this question about the true way of doing a niyyah. What does it mean by niyyah? For example, when we are doing salat, for example, I do 2 rakat of morning prayer, dawn prayer, qurbatan ilallah, okay, in order to
mm-hmm.
get proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called the niyyah in namaz,
mm-hmm.
isn't it? So, is there any, for example, objective way to claim our niyyah at the beginning of our actions? Or are there any etiquettes, any formulas, any sentences, statements to be read out to be considered as a niyyah of our amal, or no, just having it in your mind
mm-hmm.
in a hidden way, it's enough.
You know, for example, since your question is about the prayer,
yeah,
the prayer, for example, it says that the first amal, which is rukni amal,
uh-huh.
which is like the pillars of prayer. We have 5 pillars for the
yes,
prayer.
Yes, yes.
If you even mistakenly, unknowingly, for example, accidentally, if you forget this pillar, one of these pillars of prayer, your prayer, the whole prayer will be invalidated, okay?
Okay.
So one of them is niyyah, the intention that the beginning of the prayer, you have to express, you have to explain, you have to pay attention to your niyyah, to your intention. It means that there's no need to say verbally something by your tongue or you move, for example, your tongue saying something. But there's no need.
Okay.
Only in your mind, in your heart, if you are mindful of what you are doing, this is niyyah. Niyyah is this, that. During the namaz, during the prayer, you must be mindful. You must be mindful of what you are doing. In each part, each single part of prayer, if someone asks you that, what are you doing? You must be aware that now I am performing the prayer, salah, not doing anything else.
Yes.
So if you have this attention to your prayer, from the beginning till the end of the prayer, you should focus, you should concentrate on what you are doing, that you are in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're offering the obligatory prayer, and it is a kind of mandatory, let's say, duty, Islamic duty. So that's now I'm performing. We should be aware. We should be always mindful of this action.
Yes.
This is the niyyah that should be in the whole prayer, not only in the beginning. In the beginning, we should remind ourselves, saying that, yes, now I'm going to, for example, say two rak'ah of the Fajr prayer to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qurbatan in Allah, Allahu Akbar. So this is the words that you say in your mind. But of course, then the whole process of the prayer, you should be always mindful of your action.
Okay.
This is neat.
Another good example is helping the poor or the beggars in the street. For example, there are some people who are always skeptic about the reality of this beggar, whether this beggar is truly a beggar or not. If your niyyah is correct, I mean, for example, I am helping this with the niyyah of helping a mustazaf, a destitute, whether that beggar is rich or not, your act will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't it?
You do something or just you have the niyyah?
If you do something,
you will be rewarded.
You do something with a good intention in your mind, okay?
Yeah,
but if you do a good action, and then you are skeptical about the niyyah of your action, on that time, I think your action is not accepted
by
Allah.
If it is, for example, for showing off.
Okay.
Yeah, riya, which is called riya in Islam, showing off. Of course, that would never be accepted.
That's all right. And some people who do good deeds without niyyah. I mean, for example, there are some unbelievers, non-Muslims or unbelievers, atheists, for example, or agnostics. You know, they do some good deeds without having any niyyah or any consideration of Allah or a high power in their mind, and they do good niyyah. Are these actions considered as a good one? Can it be a helping tool for them in the other world?
Yeah, first of all, we should know that any action that we perform makes no difference whether we are Muslims, non-Muslims, atheists, whatever. Every action, any action that we perform, we have a niyyah, we have an intention. Okay? So this is clear. Secondly, if a person do something for you, he can expect you to reward him. For example, I do something for my own self, then can I expect you to reward me? Of course not. That is why if a person do something good, not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for himself, for his own people, for his own society, for his own country, for example, not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least we can say that on the Day of Judgment, he cannot expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward him.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of niyyah and the niyyatul a'mal. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayni wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayni wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة أنت من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن